Hi, Walter.
Hi, happy to meet you.
Yeah, welcome back. Yeah.
So, thank you. After 36 years, I'm back. I was one of the pioneers from 70 to 75. Let's take 5 years. Yeah. And it's really amazing what's going on, and it's a big change.
We are now in Auroville Bamboo Research Center, and I heard that you spent last week here with the boys.
Yes, I got. I came for a visit, and since then I haven't moved from here.
Why?
Because especially Balu is very enthusiastic about it, and when he heard that I was a carpenter and woodworker, he said, "Oh, interesting! So you could help us with the production and see how they use the tools and so more as a technical advisor." So and I like that very much because I'm more technical than, and sometimes a design giving some ideas. And so,
you had any experiences before with bamboo?
Actually, no, not really. No. I'm discovering the way they use it and try to find out what we can do more with it and see if we can develop it. So I'm trying to help in a technical way and give some ideas. Also, I know a little bit more about the market in Europe, so give them advice to not to produce many different things and finally don't get a real perfect thing. And so we should go to perfection also.
After a week, what do you think about the products that have been done insofar?
Yes, they're quite well. There are beautiful products and there are some valuable products. Now the thing is how to produce them in a correct way, in a perfect way. You know? Because if we want to reach the market, we should have good products and good quality. So that we have to control and check and see how we can get a better results by getting better tools, using the tools in a better way, get some electric material that's necessary.
You came here only for a visit or you?
Yes, I'm here for a 3 weeks visit. I came in February already, 10 days, and now 3 weeks, and next time maybe 1 month, and eventually 3 months, and then you know what's happening after.
Yeah. Today it's one of the special days for Bamboo Research Center, right?
Yes.
What's happening here?
It's like the start of the Bamboo Week, I think. And then we will have the 17th, the World Bamboo Day. So we're preparing. It's open to the visitors, and now we're preparing for the whole week, and we will have workshops from the 14th. We will have workshops where people can build their own furniture and see how it works with bamboo.
How many people already registered for that?
I think about five or six people. I think it will be very busy.
So what we can see today here?
So we can see we have here the showroom with all the products that have been made now, just until now, the chairs, furniture, tables, some lamps, some pots, toys, and jewelry. So these are all the items they make now.
What about the houses and stuff?
Behind here, the showroom, we have. They made a little house, completely in bamboo, and we can visit that also. It's a very nice place, and it's still experimental, but it looks very nice. And then we have the office and the workshops. They try to build it each time in a different way, so we can see what the possibilities are in the shapes and the form, the way to put it together. And then there's also a special thing is also they're making now the charcoal for to make bamboo soap. So will they use the powder, they reduce it to powder, and then they bring it to a a special soap factory who makes they make soap, and it's very good for the skin, and it's very healthy, getting beautiful skin, and it's like quite a healing properties. And so it started yesterday, and that's why you see all this smoke going on, and then it will nearly take a little bit more than 2 days, and the third day then they will open it, and then they will find the charcoal. But so we have to wait until the smoke is really blue. A certain moment the smoke is blue, and then it's ready. So they make two mountains of bamboo. It's a special way. It's a traditional way, so it's not used anymore, but we have a village man who is specialist of that, and he's looking after that. And it's very, very interesting. Very interesting thing. So.
And what they're doing behind there is like a round shape and with a fence and some bamboo plants.
Yes. So there we grew some new bamboo, and the purpose is to make like a dome shape. See, when it grows higher and higher, then we will connect the branches, and it will grow
like a dome.
Like a dome, yes. That's nice. The aim for this round place. So that's going to be a beautiful thing.
That was planted last year, yeah?
I think so, yes. There's going to be a planting session. There will be a field that where we're going to plant, I don't know how many, 100 plants or something like that.
So this week is going to be really, really exciting. Yeah?
Yes, an exciting event. And it's nice to see all these village people working in the bamboo and have a nice atmosphere, and very sweet people working on that, and creative, and they like the place. And so they're really hoping it will develop in the right way.
So you have any idea how many people work now?
No, I have no idea. We should have
20?
We should ask. No, more than 20, I think. Maybe 30 in total.
If you will decide to come back, you would join them?
Good question. I had so many ideas of coming back, and because I've been working in different sections, so I worked in the architect's office, and then I had a wood workshop. But if I can combine like a bamboo and some woodwork, I would be very happy to join them here. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Balo, second celebration of World Bamboo Day, correct?
It is. You're right.
If you compare it to last year, how you prepare this one?
I don't know exactly. I will see only outcome on 18th and 17th, what is we prepared actually.
But we got some physical evidences what happened, what changed from last year in
yes,
this area.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm actually be very happy that we're taking this direction second time in Oroville, that we celebrate World Bamboo Day, that bring this conscious and awareness. It's happening many places in the world, and Oroville also taking place on this event. So we're going to plant bamboo, about maybe 100 seedling.
On Friday, right?
On Friday we're going to plant, on 16th. It's a ceremony, planting ceremony.
What time?
Morning 7 o'clock. On 17th we have a market, big market, open market for the visitors and the community. And 17th also we're displaying all the information and about bamboo craft, what we made. It's also going to be on 18th. And 17th night we have a special dinner for the World Bamboo Day. And we have a performance, bamboo band, and bamboo fashion show with the bamboo fabric, which is Oroville designer made, and they're working on. It's basically, I feel it's everything, every day we're learning many things. This is one of the things that we bring the conscious and awareness about the bamboo. You know, the best way that how we can use
how,
it.
How many people is involved in our bamboo center right now, research center? On like on regular basis?
Regular basis, like you asking the team or like who's training or getting training people? And what is?
In general, if I come any day, you know, like in somewhere in the midday, whom I would find there? How many people I would find here?
You'll find about 20 people.
20 people?
Yeah.
And volunteers, right?
And volunteers. We have, you know, like people involved from Arago, Pashi, Elaine, Dominique, you know, so Karin, Gerhard, as a newcomer. Mm. So there are many people involved in the, you know, and Rolf, you know, so there is a slowly team coming after this. But we are trying our best to develop in Arable. I think Arable should be more open for Arable should more aware that to give a more space to for this project, actually.
You were blocking anyway?
I feel like something blocking, you know. I'm trying my best with the team. It would be good that we take part actually in this movement and this mission of the bamboo. Really, we have to take. Arable is our, you know, even the when about this year in the very beginning, president from the World Bamboo Organization visited Oregon, and he came also visited a bamboo center. He was amazed about what we are doing here. So he was very happy, and even he was just maybe thinking or planning maybe that we can have a 2012 Bamboo Congress in Oregon. World Bamboo Congress in Oregon. He is really impressed. You know, Oregon is, as we talk about eco-community, you know, we take so much sustainable product, so eco-friendly product.
But can we say already that we do everything with bamboo, eat it and wash it and wear it and live in it?
We are about maybe a bamboo center giving or producing many craft items, of course, fabric, for cloth. Because you can build a house, you can ride with bamboo, like a cycle. Almost we are near to get some more with the eatable things.
For the dinner on Saturday, you will have bamboo shoots, right?
Probably. Hopefully, we will get the bamboo shoot. We have some contact in Bangalore. The friends who want to send some bamboo shoot fresh from Bangalore or from Kerala. And I'm going also Bangalore, maybe in a few days I'm going to get some seedling to plant maybe these eatable items here. But people say even we have some eatable bamboo item, we have to do the next step for find out.
You just have to find them out.
Yeah, find them out. But a lot of interest there, you know, a lot of interest in this place creating for, you know, it's giving possibility at a place where there's people can come here, explore with bamboo. Especially the students, you know, who's going to bring the, who's the future, like design students, architect students, like, you know, they have a big possibility. And also we can create an income generation.
Definitely. We're sitting on millions.
Yeah, we can create so much income to Oregon, but it's need a good, it need like a really big support from Oregon. So,
yes,
yeah, it's not just I'm the person, one person, you know. I tried my best what we do, you know, there is a good team there and slowly we are coming, but not easy.
You said about 20 regular people working here, that would be mostly people from bioregion, right?
Yes, bioregion. Yes.
How do they feel about it? Are they connected to bamboo or is it just work?
They're really happy. They're happy to work here. They feel the place is a very good atmosphere, and also they like to work with bamboo. It is challenging them, it is a new things, and they're learning with the new product and a new way to work. So they're happy about that. Actually, you can see some of them what they say. You can see the some of the each section, you will see some of the panel what they think about it. We just put it some, we need more volunteers, so you know. And I'm very happy, you know, about Walter, who is returning Oregon after 36 years as an elder man who has a lot of knowledge and wisdom. I'm so happy, or I'm blessed to meet him, actually. So who's here for every day? I think he came for 2 weeks and he's spending most of the time here. I'm very, very happy It's like how even in 1 week that how many things he was showing us and how we can improve. And our women are very happy from the jewelry section, what they really found out to work more easily. You see, so this is basically, you know, I think maybe or we'll give more space to young people, like elder can come and support young people.
Yeah. What about this area? You have any plans to extend behind that part?
So basically, the behind we are kind of little. Few capsules for the volunteers.
Yeah. Are you planning to build maybe also the community exclusively from bamboo houses?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe we can do that.
And what do you think about transit lunch?
It's a good idea. But I don't know where we are now, the transit lunch. There are many, many, I think Lavani are trying their best to
let me ask you just really down to earth, how much the capsule costs?
Capsules today, if you want to build a capsule, I think you need about at least 30,000 rupees or 25,000 rupees.
Bamboo and kitu?
No, bamboo. It's casuarina.
What if we want to do it with bamboo?
I think it will come similar. It will come similar. Maybe a little less. The thing is, you know, when you want to work with bamboo, you have to. Bamboo is a very artistic material. The bamboo, which grows in our area, the bamboo, most of the bamboo, they're not so very straight. You have to work as they are. That is what we're trying here, to creating like more like a unique piece and artistic way.
Are you planning to maybe bring also in Oroville area the bamboo plants which are more suitable for as a construction material?
Yeah. Even Fashi, you know, and us bamboo center, we're trying to more to promote planting bamboo. You know, we have so many empty land. If we plant today, in 3 years we have a good revenue. You know, that should really people us to open for that. No, yeah.
Any other thoughts?
Happy Bamboo Day. Okay. And so just starting Bamboo Week. So let's celebrate in Oroville. And we take also part in this consciousness and awareness of the worldwide.
Thank you.